Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Hope you are doing well. In case you have clicked on this video because of the title or the thumbnail of the video, I won't let you wait too long and I start straight away with this very special guitar made by the Chinese guitar luthier Chai Di. It's always fascinating to find out how many good guitar luthiers are living around this world. And a few weeks ago, we came to a classical guitar luthier from China, Chai Di, and we have tried this guitar for the first time. I was truly impressed. I thought this is a guitar that could impress many, many professional concert classical guitarists because it's a guitar with immense qualities, and you will hear it why in this video. And the interesting thing about this guitar luthier, about Chai Di, is that he was actually working in a hospital as a doctor for many years, but at the same time he was also building guitars because he was in love with the art and classical guitars and the constructions and the way of guitar building. And at some point he decided to contribute his whole life only to guitar making. So now he is making only guitars and he isn't working as a doctor anymore. The philosophy of the sound of this guitar, or the sound philosophy of Chai Di, is heavily influenced by Greg Smallman and Matthias Dammann. So he has this kind of sound in mind and he is trying to build a guitar with this mix, with this sound philosophy, and the result is amazing. It's a beautiful surprise. And this guitar has some modern elements such as the armrest, elevated fingerboard, adjustable fingerboard like a Smallman guitar, and a cedar top. It has a very beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides, and the overall build quality of this guitar is also very clean. Let's see how this guitar sounds, because I was blown away by the sound of this guitar. It has a, you will hear it. Sustain, tone separation, fast response, loud sound, very well resonating. You have all the qualities that you need in a guitar. Of course, the sound character of this guitar is very modern. It's dark, it's loud, but it's still very pleasant to the ears. And I will play more on it to give you a better impression of the sound. Maybe I'm talking too much. Another interesting point about the quality of this guitar is even if you play in higher positions, some areas where guitars usually tend to lack a bit of resonance and intensity. In this guitar, you have all those intensity and the resonances. And it's also very consistent in the sound, in different positions. And I mean, I could talk the whole day about the sound of this guitar. I will play a last piece and then we move to the next instrument. Well, it was a Chaidi guitar, brand new from 2025. Amazing instrument. You will be so impressed as soon as you have this instrument in your hands. And if you want to know more about the construction of this guitar or you need more pictures, check the link in the video description. And let's move to the next guitar. This guitar is also made by a guitar luthier from China, Yan Lei. And Yan Lei is building double top guitars such as this one with a Nomex core. And he actually had some visits to the German guitar maker Gernot Wagner, who is one of the fathers of the double top guitar, and he had some inspirations and influences from this maestro from Germany. And this guitar by Yan Lei, I'm trying this guitar for the first time. Of course, I played a few tones yesterday on this guitar, and I was also blown away by the sound quality that this guitar offers. It comes with a spruce top, a very beautiful rosette, Indian rosewood back and sides. It has also a slightly elevated fingerboard. And what I can tell you straight away about the sound of this guitar by Yan Lei, this guitar sounds for me nearly on the same level of top double top guitars on the market. And it's brand new from 2025. It has the number 69. Let's play a few tones on it. It reminds me of the Michel Bruck guitars, on Carsten Kopp's guitars, on Daman guitars. Congratulations to Yan Lei for this amazing creation. It's especially the trebles are so well resonating and so free. They sound very bright. You have at the same time the soft overtones around the notes. And it's a guitar with a very fast response. it's such a loud guitar. Wow. I don't know if it's too loud for the microphones. I hope that the sound is not overexposed. Again, congratulations to Yan Lei for this amazing guitar. It's, as I said, it's on a very, very high level. If you're looking for an affordable double top guitar which sounds ready to go for the big stages, I can recommend this guitar by Yan Lei. But I'm also very curious about your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Let me know. Next guitar. So let's continue our trip in China. We will stay in this country for a while. And the next guitar is made by Charles and Patrick, two brothers from China who are building Daniel Friedrich guitar models, or let's say copies. This guitar looks and sounds so similar like a Daniel Friedrich guitar. And as you know, there are many Daniel Friedrich guitar models and replicas made by European guitar luthiers. But I find this guitar is one of the best copies that I have played until now. It's brand new from 2025. It has a number 508. So they have built quite a lot of guitars. It comes with a high quality, very high quality spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And the rosette of this guitar is very, very similar to a Daniel Friedrich guitar. I mean, it is how it should be if you are building a replica of a Daniel Friedrich guitar. And of course, also the headstock. It's the sign of a concert guitar model by Daniel Friedrich. And let's see how this guitar sounds, made by Charles and Patrick, brothers from China. Sustain, and what a great tone separation and balance at the same time. This is exactly what you expect from a Daniel Friedrich guitar. It's very even in the sound. Well, let's sum up the sound of this guitar. It has the qualities of a Daniel Friedrich guitar. And what are those qualities? Usually a Daniel Friedrich guitar has a very well balanced sound. Every tone has the same loudness and the intensity. At the same time, you have a great tone separation. If you play a chord or intervals, you can follow every tone. And you have a kind of cream around the sound, some soft overtones, and you have a very long sustain. This is Daniel Friedrich guitar. And this guitar, for my taste, has all those qualities if you listen carefully to the sound. Congratulations to Charles and Patrick brothers from China, and keep up the good work. Yeah, what else to say? Next guitar. And the next guitar is made by the German guitar luthier Jochen Röthel, who is a specialist in building traditional guitars with a very elegant tone. And this guitar is from 2012. And the special thing about this guitar is the back and sides. It's made of maple, and it's the first guitar by Jochen Röthel that I'm playing, which has a maple back and sides. And the top of the guitar is a spruce. The rosette is, as always, very beautiful work by Jochen Röthel. And it's a very light guitar. The tuners of this guitar are made by Klaus Scheller. For many people, the most high quality tuning machines that you can find on the market, along with Rogers. And this guitar has a very sweet and traditional tone. It has a very intimate sound, but let's discover it together. Clarity or tone separation, I think it's actually nearly the same. Very deep bass. I think the main, probably the air body frequency of this guitar is E or maybe F sharp. Not F sharp, it's F. But to have precise information, please check the link to this guitar. In the video description, you can find all the detailed information about this guitar and beautiful tone. Very smiling. What I've also found about the Jochen Röthel guitars is that I think they are one of the most comfortable guitars to play on. He's setting up the guitars extremely well. Nothing is buzzing. At the same time, you don't have the feeling that the action is too low or too high. And the shape of the neck is very suitable, not only to my way of playing, but also many other guitarists who I was talking to have said the same about the playability of this guitar. It was a guitar made by Jochen Röthe from 2012. I think this guitar has an extremely sweet sound, very clean in the tone, extremely well separated also. And it's not too quiet at the same time. It has a very present and loud sound, but at the same time, it's also very natural sounding. And let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is again a very impressive guitar from China, made by Tan Tan. And he is calling his workshop Hardcore Master Workshop. And this is a guitar that I was so amazed again. It's coming out of nowhere, or maybe, no, it's not the right sentence to say. Maybe I didn't know anything about this guitar luthiers, and it was my fault. It's not coming out of nowhere, because sometimes we are living in our own bubble and don't notice what is going around in the world. And Tan Tan is building double top guitars with a very interesting sound. It sounds almost, for me, like Gernot Wagner guitar, who is building extremely great and valuable double top guitars. And this guitar comes with a Nomex core, cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides, and it has also an elevated fingerboard, brand new from 2025. And listen to the sound, you will be impressed. And another funny story is a few days ago, an artist was here to record on some guitars, and actually that artist was already playing on very good double top guitars. And when he received this guitar, he couldn't believe that this guitar is not built by a very big name, because it sounds like this guitar is made by a very well-known, established German double-top guitar maker. But it's not the case. It's made by the young Chinese guitar luthier Tan Tan. Well, let's see how it sounds. Double top guitar with a great sustain and tone clarity. Wow, it's not that often. Lovely. I'm very curious what you think about the sound of this guitar made by Tan Tan from Hardcore Master Workshop. And yeah, it's a high quality double top guitar with Nomex and a great natural sound, as I find. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is a very interesting and great sounding guitar made by the German guitar luthier Kurt Klaus Vogt, who is building his guitars nowadays also with his son Julian Klaus Vogt. So I'm sorry, Mark Julian Vogt. And that's why you will see on the label of this guitar two names: Kurt Klaus Vogt, who is the father, and Mark Julian Vogt, who is the son. And it's a luthier's family since 1690. Wow. And this guitar is the Espressivo model from 2020. It comes with a very interesting sound port, and the back of the guitar is like a violin. It's arched back. It has also an elevated fingerboard. It's a lightweight guitar, so it's a mixture of a traditional and a modern built guitar. And let's see how this guitar sounds. Very long sustain. The sound of this guitar is incredible. Thank you. the guitar has a super soft response. The tones are coming out very fast, and I think it's due to the light weight of the guitar and the slightly modern construction of this instrument. So it was also the last guitar of this week, the Vogt Luthiers from Germany, and a very interesting guitar with many interesting qualities. And as I said, it's somehow a bridge between the traditional guitars and modern guitars because of the construction of this instrument. And actually you can see also the bracing system through the sound port. Looks like a lattice, but not with many bars. So also the construction of the top is, I would say, something between lattice and simple fan bracing. Well, please let me know which guitar of this week did you like the most. For me, we had some guitars that impressed me personally after quite a while. I think I was impressed because I was also surprised. I didn't expect this kind of sound, especially the first guitar of this week was amazing, made by Chai D. And if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.